Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 29, Anime Episode 21. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 21?
Title of episode 21 is An Unexpected Guest, Sanji's Food and Jin's Grace. And we begin on the floating restaurant. We're picking up where we left off with Sanji having bested Lieutenant Fullbody and embarrassed him thoroughly in front of the diners. And we're also dealing with, you know, Luffy upstairs with Chef Zeff and their whole altercation. But then we're also being introduced to a new character who's finishing up going to the bathroom named Patty, who is a big giant of a man is like everybody on this ship is a cook because all the waiters left. So he's a cook, but he serves customers very, very happily. He seems very, very happy and to be of service. But he's kind of a contradictory guy because he likes to say "Welcome, mere bastard," which is a very strange thing to say to a customer. But he interrupts the whole, thing with Sanji and Fullbody and is very upset with Sanji and, you know, they're gonna, probably fight. And then the ceiling breaks and Zeff and Luffy fall through the ceiling. That kind of interrupts all of that. I think I'm skipping a part because I think Jin, the pirate from the Krieg Pirates, shows up at some point in there. I think before Zeff crashes through the ceiling. But Fullbody, his Marines have been keeping a pirate captive named Jin. He comes aboard the floating restaurant and sits down and wants to eat, and they're like, how did he even get up, because we haven't fed him for like days. He's going to be served by Patty, but then Patty discovers that he does not have any money, so then he's like, you're not really a customer if you can't pay. And so that whole situation was going on. And then we have Zeff and Luffy crashing through the ceiling also. So a lot of stuff going on in the dining hall there. Luffy is, sent to try to do his chores, try to be a useful, but he is the opposite of useful. He just sits around thumbing his nose and... when they do actually put him to work, he's so interested in what the cooks are all saying to each other that he's breaking as many dishes as he's washing. So they're very annoyed with him there. He just seems to be not helpful to anyone in the kitchen. So they send him out to then wait tables. So then he goes out and finds his own crew sitting at a table, waiting to be served. And he, is not into the idea of serving them. They're kind of laughing at him that he has to do this work. And he, at one point, actually flicks a booger from his nose into the glass of water that Zoro is about to drink from. And, Nami is stifling her laughter because she's waiting for this, to go down where Zoro is going to drink this booger. But just as it's about to go into his mouth, then he reveals that he knew it was there and he slams it into Luffy's face and makes Luffy drink his own booger. And then Luffy is coughing and saying it's awful and his stomach hurts and all of that. Sanji is immediately infatuated with Nami. And then, so then, you know, meanwhile, the pirate, Jin, he gets tossed out and he's starving. And also Sanji is thrown, you know, is made to go out on the deck. He's been ejected for all of his troublemaking. And so the two of them end up out there together. Luffy is also just kind of hanging out overhead on the roof of the restaurant, looking down at them. And Sanji brings out food that he's made for Jin. And Jin, you know, says, oh, you know, I'm not going to accept charity. But Luffy's like, what are you talking about? You know, you need to eat. And so he does eat. And he says it's, you know, like the best meal he's ever had, which honestly I would too if I was starving, regardless of how good it was. But nonetheless, he's incredibly grateful to Sanji. And then he and Luffy talk. That's when he realized that that Sanji was perfect to be the next member of his crew. Sanji doesn't have any intention of being part of Luffy's crew, but Luffy seems to just have assumed that he already is. And Luffy reveals, you know, that he is, you know, going to go to the Grand Line. And Jin's like, oh, I wouldn't go there if I were you. I've heard about this. You know, it's in, you know, incredibly dangerous. And but of course, Luffy's like, well, yeah, I'm still going to go. He's like, well, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I've heard, you know. So anyway, eventually Jin, gets in his boat and heads out, and he's like, you know, bowing, he's on his knees, so thankful to Sanji for basically saving his life through the food. And he sails away. And then we have a capper at the end where we see that Jin is actually shown up at some pirate hideout, some island, and he's actually there in the presence of the Dawn, which actually was one thing I skipped over, where he tells them about the you know, the pirates, or someone, I can't remember if Jin says it or just someone else says it, but someone tells this story about how there is this whole fleet, this pirate fleet, that is commanded by the pirate, you know, the Don Krieg. And so he is in control of the Krieg pirates, which is this big armada of pirates. And so at the end, we see Jin show up in the presence of Don Krieg. And that, I believe, is where we leave on our cliffhanger for the episode. Yeah, Patty seemed to not understand how bad it could be if you treated one of Don Krieg's pirates poorly, that would come down on them in a big way, bigger than just insulting a normal customer.
Who is Patty?
This is Patty, one of the cooks aboard the Bharati, the floating restaurant. He is a very large, powerful man with sort of a Popeye-like physique, with smaller biceps but huge forearms. He has green hair, wears a bandana, has a very interesting design of facial hair, and wears a blue tunic, an apron, and shorts, and a pink neckerchief.
Who is Gin?
This is Gin. He is one of the, Krieg pirates. He is seen here very malnourished, but he has black hair and likes to wear a green shirt, a gray jacket with snakes embroidered on it, and a gray and blue headband.
What is the setting for this episode?
This episode takes place primarily aboard the Bharati floating restaurant in various locations, including the dining room, a restroom, the kitchen, and the deck. We also see the deck of Gene's boat, and the we have a flashback or a bit of storytelling that shows some of the fleet that is composed of for Don Krieg's pirate group, as well as an island at the end that appears to be a hideout for the Krieg pirates.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, there was a great deal of just regular fighting in this episode. I'm not remembering any tremendously special attacks from Luffy or Sanji in this particular episode.
Good. We're having his last thoughts in this episode.
I continue to enjoy Luffy's attitude, his sort of clueless optimism that he puts his mind to something and it just seems perfectly obvious that that's what they're going to do, whether anybody agrees or not. He seems oblivious to the concerns of others. He's just very excited about whatever his new plan is. It's very funny.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 21. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!